Sounds of the 70s, Johnny Walker here until 5 o'clock. Now, Radio Rewind, a feature when we go back in the archives and look for little interview clips. This one comes from an interview broadcast in 1976, a chat with Mark Bolan. And sort of today's underground progressive in the 1970s, it sort of came tomorrow's top 40. And I remember John Peel was a huge fan of Tyrannosaurus Rex. And in the early days, when they hadn't got much money, I think Mark Bolan often used to kip on John Peel's settee. I mean, John was like that. He was, you know, he opened his doors to anybody who needed a place to crash out. And his long-suffering wife, the pig, had to put up with all these hippies lying all over the floor. And some of them stayed too long. Sometimes it got a bit crowded. But then when Mark Bolan became a massive teenage pop star, was on the front of all the magazines, and I think John Peel was slightly embarrassed about his friendship and his support of Mark Bolan. Did all that stardom go to his head? Judge for yourself. Mark Bolan in 1976.
Rock and roll's a bitch. I mean, you've got to come on, like a bitch. I mean, you can't be real. And I'm not the boy next door, you know. I never was. That's why I'm successful. I don't want to be the boy next door, and they don't want me to be the boy next door. So, in fact, on that stage, I'm at liberty. I'm in a realm of fantasy. I can do whatever I want to do and get away with it. You know, what matters to me when I go to a show is that you've got to think of it this way. The audience is coming to see me and experience me. When I get on that stage, I think of the audience as being my show, you know, and I'm a spectator. So you've got a two-way thing. You've got them looking at me and me looking at them. Now, and also you're going to think, that kid goes to see you maybe once every 2 years. They get the chance to see you. And they're going to remember that night, whatever, good or bad. And you're both there. So if you're both there, you've got to make a good thing of it. Because they've paid their money, right? And I'm there. I'm giving my time up to be there. And this is like the downside of it. The upside of it is, what a gas, 8,000 people come and see you. And what a beautiful thing to show off in front of 8,000 people. And that's what it's about. I mean, I need a captive audience to get my fantasies out with. And have them respond back in the way that I expect of them.
He was great, though.
The hydra.
Meanwhile, as T-Rex get it on, and Joe Wood texts in, he said, my dad Steve and his girlfriend Alison are just driving me back home to Wales. I was wondering, could you play anything by T-Rex? You must be psychic, Joe Wood. Have a safe journey. Anyway, this is Mark Boland talking about the sexy side of Elvis Presley.
But I think Elvis was a man. I mean, films like Loving You. And I mean, because he really used to wiggle his bum, you know? He used to get down on that. That influenced me incredibly, I think. I always used to be very impressed with the fact that he always had a guitar there, but never touched it, you know? I mean, that to me was the ultimate showman thing. And he always had, like, a 600-pound Gibson as well. It wasn't no cheapie, you know? But just sort of pushed it behind his back and threw it around. And it was a lifestyle, and as far as... You always knew they had pink Cadillacs. That was definitely a lot to do with that. Pink Cadillacs, black and white shoes, not blue suede shoes. Black and white shoes were very important. And his big old baggy trousers. And, of course, the hair was very much part of a rock show, I think. Little Richard had about a 7-inch quiff, didn't he? And Elvis is, you know, was always so greased up, and it always had like a hole in the front of his quiff that used to blow my mind, you know?
Right now we're in Sounds of the 70s, and we've been hearing from Mark Boland in some archive interviews from 1976. Mickey Finn was the original drummer with T-Rex, of course, but Paul Fenton also drummed with the band. We spoke to him recently and on the phone and just asked him for his memories of being on stage with Mark Boland.
The live gigs that we did in the truck of tour, because that must have been exactly how the Beatles must have felt when, from 10 minutes before you go on stage, there's absolute mayhem, and there's mayhem 10 minutes after you've left the theatre, and that's what I remember of it. It was just so loud, so noisy, and Mark was so loud, it was wonderful. And the second most important thing was being in with Mark in his private time, socially.
And what was he like then? Was it? But I mean, was he quiet and shy, or was he similar to the?
No, it was quite the androgynous character when press was around and so on, and it almost went into a cameo role for that. But in his own private time, it was very, very sweet, very nice. Would, you know, anything you wanted, he'd take you out to the clubs, buy you a meal, and just generally be a very nice person. Because I met Bowie the same, and he was the same. Socially, an incredible, a really sweet guy. And all the front had been dropped, you know. They were just like we're talking now.
Yeah. Well, listen, good to hear from you, Paul. They were great days, were they not?
Well, obviously, yeah, the history of all of that will never leave my mind, which is what kind of drives me on today. You know, it's the love of Mark's music and so on. And we actually enjoy playing the music so much. I'm travelling around the world with it at the moment.
Okay, now who's we? Who are you talking about? Who are you playing with?
It's just our show with T-Rex.
Okay.
Yeah, in the Under It Club, and you know, it's all advertised on the Tag website, and we're donating all our money to the charity that looks after the tree, Mark's Shrine.
Okay, this is T-Rex, a celebration of Mark and Mickey. The music of Mark and Mickey.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And your gig's at the 100 Club when?
It's on the 18th of September at in Oxford Street, West 1.
All right, Paul, have a great time. And a favourite T-Rex song would be what?
Children of the Revolution.
Here it is. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, John.
conversation with one-time T-Rex drummer Paul Fenton, and then T-Rex and Children of the Revolution.